give you this right here. Harry Blackmun, right? Harry Blackmun, a little follow-up to what the professor was saying there, who authored Roe v. Wade, authored the decision, 7-2 vote, had mixed feelings about it. In 1974 on TV, in an interview, he remarked, it will be regarded as one of the worst mistakes in the court's history or one of its great decisions, a turning point. I think it's regarded as both, depending on who you ask. In a 1983 newspaper interview, he said he was mildly annoyed at those law professors included who personalize it and said this, it was a decision of the court, not my decision. There were 7 votes. And as a Methodist, he felt hurt that Methodist pastors wrote condemning letters to him. But as time passed, the letters not hurt as much anymore. He said, people misunderstand. I am not for abortion. I hope my family never has to face such a decision. I still think it was a correct decision because we were deciding a constitutional issue, not a moral one. So, Harry Blackmun, you know, gets stuck with that. And just some history, some background for you. The players. So here's one of the players, and I don't know how history will regard this character. I'm guessing this character may be forgotten overall in history, except for race. That's Kamala Harris. Over the weekend, gets asked a straight-up question about the economy, and if downplaying inflation and the skyrocketing cost of everything was a good move. She predictably dodges the question. Listen to this.
But for people, they are going into their third year of this pandemic. You're talking about cost of living. Mm-hmm. Was it wrong to consider inflation transitory? I mean, these price spikes seem like they're going to be with us for a while.
We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it. So let's talk about that. Short-term solution includes what we need to do around the supply chain, right? So we went to the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Savannah, Georgia, and said, hey, guys, no more 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 24/7. Let's move the products because people need their product. They need what they need. We're dealing with it in terms of the long term, and that's about what we need to do to pass Build Back Better. It strengthens our economy.
Again, she did not answer the question. She's all over the place. Was it wrong to call inflation transitory? The answer is yes. It was a mistake to call it transitory because it's going to be here longer than we had anticipated or longer than we hoped. Now, here are the things we're doing to offset that, and then give your laundry list. Nobody in this administration can tell the truth. We need to put America first. That's the truth. And when you allow these ships to unload and then leave empty, which has been allowed for a long time now, hopefully that will stop. Hopefully Build Back Better will be put on hold. But here's the problem as we head into the new year, just so we're clear. Build Back Better is off to the side. Now they're going to come after federalizing elections. That's the next great thing for the Democrats. And I've had people on the left tell me, well, you know, we should make voting easier, easier, easier. Okay, voting can be easier. But only people that are allowed to vote should be allowed to vote. Therefore, like every other civilized country on the planet, photo ID should be required for every person that votes. Mail-in ballots should not be allowed, just like they're not allowed in 47 countries in Europe. Or Canada, or Mexico. Mail-in ballots, no. Photo ID, yes. You want to make it a federal holiday? By all means. But should we be voting 6 weeks in advance? No. They call it Election Day for a reason. Anyhow, these are all things that are pretty straightforward. We need to make voting easier. How easier? How much easier could it possibly be? Now, switching gears. The woman who penned the largely fictional account, an outrageous and offensive account, that she pretends to be American history, the 1619 Project is what it is. She claims the nation began in 1619. She also thinks, like Terry McAuliffe thought in Virginia, that parents have no role in what is taught in our government schools. Not public schools, government schools. Do you think they're public? You think you can just walk in and check out what's going on? Hardly public. It's government school. And if you raise a ruckus or a complaint at a school board meeting, you'll be labeled a domestic terrorist, at least by this administration and others. Listen to this. Listen to this nonsense.
I don't really understand this idea that parents should decide what's being taught. I'm not a professional educator. I don't have a degree in social studies or science. We send our children to school because we want them to be taught by people who have an expertise in the subject area. And that is not my job. When the governor or the candidate said that he didn't think parents should be deciding what's being taught in school, he was panned for that. But that's just the fact. This is why we send our children to school and don't homeschool, because these are the professional educators who have the expertise to teach social studies, to teach history, to teach science, to teach literature. And I think we should leave that to the educators. Yes,
the argument of a weak mind. The argument of a weak mind, I always love this. Well, they don't have a degree and fill in the blank, whatever it is. He's not a professional. He's not a doctor. He couldn't possibly have any idea what health is. He's not a climatologist. He could have no idea on what's happening with the client. As if I can't read. I can read as much as the next guy. Some of the smartest people I have ever known, and to this day have ever known, don't have college degrees, but they can read. Common sense and wisdom don't come from college classrooms. Newsflash. That is the most inane, weak-minded argument ever. Well, you don't have a degree in blah, 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 so therefore you're not allowed to have an opinion. Oh, I see. So you'll be the arbiter of who gets to tell me what I'm allowed to think. Typical socialist leftist garbage. Glad I got that off my chest. You should check out SteveGruber.com today in your spare time. SteveGruber.com. You can see what's going on. Great articles all the time. Liberty Page is there, back with a vengeance. Yes, she is. SteveGruber.com. Plus, you can listen live every day. Never miss a moment of the program. If you're traveling, listen live button right there. We'll be back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.